Hello, critics, non-critics, and friends. Welcome to the Film Optics Podcast, where we take a glance into blockbusters, indie films, and everything in between. I'm your host, Christian, and as always, I'm joined by my good friend slash my co-host, Devin. And today, we're here to break down and give our insights on Violent Night, which is, as of this recording, now streaming in theaters of the first week of December of 2020. Well, not the first full week, but it's finally December. So it is out in theaters as of December 2nd. And before we begin today's episode, you can listen to our podcast on podcast platforms around the internet. That includes Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And if you are a new or seasoned listener to the show, we would love to hear from you guys. Follow us on Instagram and follow us on Twitter at Film Optics. That is Optics with an X, or you can email us at filmoptics@gmail.com for any movie-related questions. Devin, how's your week been, man? I feel like it's been a while since we've done one of these, but I mean, I don't know. We're starting to slow down, but weirdly picking up at the same time. But how's your week been, buddy?
Definitely been feeling a bit more jolly as of recently. Just something about that calendar flipping to December. I always forget there's no November 31st. It always just sneaks up on me. Like, it feels like there should be a 31st November.
I feel like, honestly, this entire year has been flying by so fast. Since 2020, it's like, what is time anymore? It's very strange. But I do agree, there's something about, like, as soon as it hits December, honestly, even as soon as it hits like Thanksgiving, I'm already in the Christmas mood. I'm really in the Christmas mood as soon as like November 1st hits. I'm just one of those kind of people. But I know what you mean. Like, as soon as December hits, it's like,
and this movie definitely helps.
It does. Like, I think this was perfectly placed right before the holidays. I think there was another, well, we've had two other Christmas streaming movies so far, newer ones, Spirited, and then the one with Lindsay Lohan on, I think it's on Netflix. I tried to watch it for like 10 minutes.
I'm sure there's already been hundreds of Hallmark Christmas movies this year.
So there was a picture that someone posted on Twitter where it was maybe not every single one of their Hallmark movies, but a lot of their recent ones, maybe like 12 in total. It was, they have, like, people say Marvel has a formula. Hallmark movie posters have a formula. It was the craziest thing. The guy's always wearing green. The girl's always wearing red. And it's some different variation of the poster that came before. So, but I'm very excited that, you know, we're here talking about Violent Night, which is honestly, it's probably one of my recent favorite Christmas movies that have come out. Usually when it comes to Christmas movies, there's at least maybe one per year that really catches my eye. And I think as of now, or as of this year, I think Violent Night is that movie for me, but we have yet to see what's in store. But it kind of sucks because not a lot of Christmas movies come out in December as of late. I'm not sure if you've noticed that. Like, they're usually hitting streaming or something of that nature, but we don't get like a lot of Christmas movies in the theaters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it definitely feels like a nice blast from the past here. It feels like we haven't had a good Christmas movie, like a really good one, in a couple of years.
Yeah, for me, I think the last one that really stuck out to me, outside of Little Women, of course, was actually Klaus, that's on Netflix, and that Jingle Jangle Christmas Journey movie. That was really good, too. I remember we covered that on the podcast. That was pretty awesome. But have you been watching any Christmas movies as of late, you know, since you're getting into the spirit of things?
This is the first one of the year.
Oh, this is the first one of the year for you. Okay. See, for me, I'm not even ashamed to like admit this, but I've watched every single Home Alone movie in the span of like, well, I started around Thanksgiving. I watched Home Alone 1 through 3. And then I was like, you know what? Those are the three that I usually like. I usually stop there. But this year I was like, I'm going to take it a step further. So I watched the other three Home Alones like back to back to back. And boy, oh boy, was it a joyride. Home Alone 4 is not good at all. Apparently the kid's name is Kevin. Like, it's supposed to be Kevin McAllister. And I was like, that No, it was
at least Home Alone 3. They changed the name to Max. It's a different person.
Alex.
Oh, Alex.
Okay. Yeah, it was Alex. See, you gotta watch it again, Devin. Get yourself in the Christmas spirit. But yeah, Home Alone 3, severely underrated. Like, I absolutely love that movie. But yeah, Home Alone 4, it's quote unquote a different kid, but it's still Kevin McAllister. Then it goes Home Alone Holiday Heist is the fifth one. That one was okay-ish. It's a different kid altogether. And then the one, I thought that's where it ended. I was like, okay, you know, Home Alone 4, then Home Alone Holiday Heist, that's it. I forgot about Home Sweet Home Alone that is streaming on Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah, everyone wants to forget about that one.
It was better than 4 in some parts, but like the first like 30 minutes I really liked, but then it, you know, the farther I got into the movie, it was like, this doesn't make any sense. But I mean, they really have not been able to capture or recapture that magic. So I think they should just stop. But yes, I've spent many days watching all 6 Home Alone movies. So that's my little Christmas. I usually start with Home Alone during the Christmas time, but there's so many other Christmas movies to watch. It's crazy. But speaking of Christmas movies, we are talking about here today. Again, we're going to be covering Violent Night, which is now streaming in theaters. And if you're new here, welcome. The way we usually do this is we get into our initial reactions, then we hit our spoilers, and we'll let you guys know once we get into spoilers. But for this one, it's a Christmas movie, not much to spoil. So we'll kind of just cross that bridge when we get to it. And then we'll give our final thoughts and our ratings, and then we will close on out. So, Devin, are you ready to get your jingle jangle on? Are you ready to visit old Santa Claus to tell him what you want for Christmas this year?
Yeah, I've never heard Santa Claus so much in a movie before.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. I mean, it's so funny that like when you're younger, it's Santa Claus because, you know, you don't have all your vowels down. You don't know how to, you know, your vocabulary is very limited. And then you can see like Mr. Claus, Saint Nick, you know, Santa Claus, or, you know,
Santa. I'm definitely here for the month of John Leguizamo, though. The Menu, now Violent Night. This guy's got it going on.
I know, it's crazy. I mean, not even him, but once we get to our next review here in a bit, we'll talk about that as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we'll be right back after this introduction to Violent Night.
A bunch of new bad guys showed up. They're on the naughty list. I'm sorry, I think this is it, kid.
No, no, don't say that.
Naughty list. Just grows and grows.
You make a wish this time, Santa.
If you could have anything in this world, what would it be?
I wish I could see Mrs. Claus again.
Tell her how much I love her.
Then you make that wish come true.
No.
What did you do to the naughty ones?
I give a lump a coal.
Yeah, give them their lumps. Take that coal and shove it straight at their
anuses.
Yeah!
And we are back. You just heard a clip from Violent Night. The director of this film is Tommy Wirkola. And the writers include Pat Casey and Josh Miller. And stars David Harbour, Beverly D'Angelo, and John, and I can never get his last name right, so I'm going to give the gift of giving and let Devin take over his last name, because I can never pronounce it correctly.
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo. Okay. That's better. For some reason, I'm terrible at pronouncing people's names. For the longest time, when I was first introduced to Florence Pugh, when she was in Fighting With My Family, I thought her last name was Pug. For some reason, because I mean, she was so new, so it's like I didn't know any better. And I was talking to my friend one day, I'm like, oh yeah, Florence Pug. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, Florence Pug from Fighting With My Family. And then Midsummer, it came out by then. He's like, it's Pew. And I was like, oh, so that's like my my biggest, I guess this one negative about me is that I'm terrible at pronouncing people's last names, but the story of Violent Night is as follows. When a group of mercenaries attack the estate of a wealthy family, Santa Claus, aka Santy Claus, must step in to save the day and Christmas. Because this is a Christmas movie, unlike a few others out there, but I'll keep my opinions to myself there. But I'm going to pass it over to Devin so he can give his initial reactions for Violent Night.
I thought this was just a real fun time at the movies. Like, it's all it had to be at the end of the day. Obviously, there's a fair amount of suspension of disbelief needed here. It's a movie about the Santa Claus killing mercenaries. Obviously, you're going to have to kind of sit back and just let it happen to you. You don't have to critically overthink this one. But it's just a really fun movie. It's all very, very violent. It lives up to the name well. There's a lot of gore and blood and everything, which is always fun to watch. Everyone's saying it's a mix between Die Hard and Home Alone, and they make those influences very apparent. They even name drop both of them throughout the movie. And then there's definitely a couple scenes that remind you of both of those. There's a very interesting Home Alone scene in the attic that has some good gaffes and some good gore. Just so cool seeing David Harbour playing Santa, and they even give Santa some backstory and some lore as to how he could possibly be killing these people and how he has the ability to fight these mercenaries, which is really cool. And I definitely wouldn't mind seeing more in this universe, because they did a really good job of world building this kind of Santa Claus lore and just giving him a lot of interesting backstory. And I think they could definitely explore it more in the future with a sequel or even a prequel, which would be really cool. But yeah, it's exactly what you're looking for in a Christmas movie. And there's not many Christmas action movies. Obviously, Die Hard is the controversial one because people want to argue if it even is one. But a Christmas action is definitely one that I think it's a cross section. I think that should be explored more because this was really fun.
Devin, do you mean to tell me that you believe that Die Hard is a Christmas movie?
I could go either way. I don't get that deep into it, but it's set around Christmas and there's a lot of Christmas lights and Christmas hats, and it's definitely got some Christmas flair.
Fair enough. You know, that's something you obviously cannot ignore, but we'll get into that here in a bit. Let me give my initial reactions for Violent Night. For me, it has become a instant Christmas classic, excuse me. And I think this is honestly probably the best way to start your holiday season altogether for Violent Night. Like Devin said, you know, we don't really get a lot of, you know, Christmas action movies, you know, regardless of what you think Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not, even though I fall in the camp that it doesn't. I feel like this is more of the Christmas violence or action movie that we're looking for, because the plot is literally about Christmas. But overall, I think, you know, David Harbour is at his best here. He plays a fantastic Santa Claus, like down to his ho, 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 and just his mannerisms and great, everything. Ho, ho, ho.
He's nailed it. So natural.
It's very natural. You know, he is this burnt out Santa Claus that has essentially kind of given up on kids, where it's like he said, like in the clip, you know, the naughty list just keeps growing and growing because people ultimately become a little bit more selfish around the holidays. And as time goes by, we see that even, you know, in our real world where, you know, there's a lot of Christmas movies out there saying, oh, you know, it's not about the presents, it's more about the family. A lot of Christmas movies start to try to hammer that home. But you can kind of see how this is a burnt out Santa Claus who is kind of just fed up with everything. But like I said before, it's David Harbour's experience, or his performance elevates this experience of this movie, is what I should say. And honestly, like more ways than one, I think it's very action packed, full of so much holiday cheer. And I honestly want to go back to the movies and watch this again, because it's December, you know, you just want to watch as many Christmas movies as you can. And this actually ended up being very good. Unlike Noel, which is what was like Disney Plus's first Christmas.
That has left my memory until you just mentioned it.
I was just trying to think of another Christmas movie. Like I said, usually Christmas movies, nowadays, a lot of them don't usually hit the holidays. I mean, some do if they're on streaming, like I mentioned before, A Jingle Jangle Christmas Journey. And I think there's another one on Netflix I want to check out called A Boy Named Christmas. I hear that's pretty good. But back to Violent Night, it's job well done for Minus Reactions. I absolutely loved it. You know, just the the family itself, you know, they're fighting for the mother's affection, and you see that throughout the movie. And it's this, and not only, you know, obviously there's a lot of action, it's amazing Christmas chemistry, but the comedy hits so well in this movie. Like, I was dying laughing at a lot of these jokes. I mean, you know, Bertrude.
Yeah, that one was probably the best. It was just so. And I love the actress who plays the sister. She's in, she's been in a couple of things, but she's really funny.
It's crazy to see how, you know, people are still able to create new ways for Christmas movies. You know, it's not just, you know, the by the numbers Hallmark situation where, you know, oh, everything's hunky dory at the end. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say that's the thing this movie does so well, is it keeps Christmas at the heart of everything. Like, it keeps it the central theme of the entire movie, despite there being action and violence. It never gets away from the Christmas spirit being the actual main event.
Yeah. Nicholas here, Saint Nick is no saint here whatsoever. He's just gone off his rocker. But like you said, you know, there is a lot of backstory, surprisingly, for the, you know, creation of Santa Claus and, you know, where he came to be. But it's amazing. It's vulgar. It's bloody. It's, you know, it's that silly holiday film that I feel like we haven't had in a very, very long time. Like, I mean, you know, we have Elf. Everybody loves Elf. Christmas Vacation is another great one. You have like the super serious ones like Polar Express. There's so many. I would say even like Home Alone, like, in which is very baked, or the themes or the atmosphere is baked into this with Trudy trying to, you know, setting traps, and her actually mentioning that, you know, she can't stop watching Home Alone. It's like her favorite Christmas movie. And I think that was nice, a nice touch to bring back in as well. But Devin, do you feel like there's any spoilers here that we should be getting into? Because I don't think there necessarily is. You know, when it comes to Christmas movies, they're usually by the numbers, but
There's a bit of a twist about halfway through, and then there's kind of an ending where something happens that brings someone back to life, but not too much.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we can kind of just keep it at that, because, yeah, I mean, for this one, I kind of just want people to go in and watch it for themselves and be surprised, because, you know, it's a great Christmas movie all in all. But Devin, did you actually, let's get into our final thoughts and our ratings here. Devin, what are your final thoughts and ratings of this film?
This is just a jolly good time. Just going to keep saying that over and over again. our good friend Matt, actually, he is a Jewish friend of ours. He actually saw this last night and he loved it as well. So that just shows how it can cross over and still touch other cultures and still hit the same, because it's just a good time at the movies. Very violent and keeps Christmas at the heart of everything. David Harbour just kills it as Santa, like we mentioned before. John Leguizamo has some fun there as Scrooge. It's just a good time. It's very violent too.
I love how the all the bad guys had their own little nicknames. It was pretty cool. And
yeah, the Christmas names.
The lady was like starting to believe, like, oh, it's possibly the real Santa Claus. And the guy's, he's like, what the heck did you just say? Like, it's a small little, like, the dialogue's so quick and snappy. I absolutely love it. But it's such a great time. But sorry, what was your score?
I'd probably give it like a solid 80 overall. Like, mm-hmm. There's definitely some issues. Like, if you stop to think about this movie for like more than a minute, it's going to not make sense. And that's just where you have to suspend your disbelief and just go with it.
Yeah, that's true. But it's half the movies nowadays. It's, you know, suspense of disbelief is like always there. But I mean, yeah, I mean, if you're thinking at this like logically, it's like, but I feel like with any movie that's, I mean, this is clearly about Santa Claus and Christmas. So it's just, I don't know. I think the notion of trying to think about a Christmas movie that deals with Santa Claus logically probably isn't the best way to like approach it. But I do see what you're saying this overall. But for me, for my rating on Letterboxd, I gave it 4 out of 5 stars, which would equate to about, yeah, I'd say like 85 out of 100. You know, it is a perfect Christmas movie. But, you know, usually when you want try to give something like 5 out of 5 stars, that's like something that hits home with you. Like I said before, I can definitely see myself watching this every single year. Wouldn't even mind picking up a Blu-ray copy of this as well to add to my little Christmas collection of movies. But yeah, like I said before, it's an instant classic. And it's the best way to probably start the holiday seasons altogether. And it's magical. It's funny. It's bloody. It's, I guess you could say Die Hard meets Home Alone, but you know, I'm just not in the Die Hard camp. Like I like the movie. I think it's a great movie. I don't view it as a Christmas themed movie. Like that's when I say, I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
They did name drop it in this movie.
They did name drop. I mean, you can definitely see the homage that they did there for sure. But yeah, it is what it is, but it's definitely one of the best Christmas movies I've seen in a very, very long time. And I love the nod to Home Alone.
Apparently, just looking at the trivia, this was written by the team responsible for the first Sonic movie. It's weird wording, but...
Really? The first...
responsible for Sonic the Hedgehog. The writers originally wrote this as an Easter movie, but were forced to quickly reset it at Christmas when star David Harbour refused to wear a bunny suit. Easter movie. Interesting. Don't have any of those.
We're getting a Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear.
And Bambi. And Grinch.
The next few years for movies, I just want them to get super weird with like everything that they're doing. Like, you know, yeah, we'll have our dramas and stuff like that, but I want movies to get weird again. And this is definitely a step in the right direction for Violent Night, because I didn't expect to like it as much as I did. So yeah, an 80 out of 100 for Devin, 85 out of 100 for me for Violent Night. So that concludes our Violent Night review here on the podcast. And if you like what you heard on today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform of choice, and make sure to share an episode of our podcast with a friend, whether it be your mother, your brother, or your significant other. Make sure to share an episode of the Film Optics podcast with a movie lover in need. And really quick, what's out now on our podcast and what's coming up next. What's out now? We have a lot of crazy, crazy stuff. We have been covering just everything from... It's the end of the year, so you can definitely check out our Willow episodes 1 through 3 review. That is a spoiler-free review that I did with Kit Stone, which was a lot of fun. You can also check out Devin and I's Glass Onion, a Knives Out mystery review, which is also spoiler-free. And if you haven't seen Black Panther yet, you can also check out our Black Panther Wakanda Forever review and our The Menu review, which is now out on all podcast platforms around the internet. And I myself have been trying to cover a few Blu-ray reviews, as well as Don't Worry Darling, 4K Blu-ray review, and 3,000 Years of Longing Blu-ray review, both courtesy of Warner Brothers. So I think I'm going to start doing maybe like one a month just to kind of bring some new content on to the podcast. But all in all, what's coming up next, you can look out for our The Whale review, which is going to be pretty interesting. And we're going to be shaking it up this year and doing a top 5 Christmas movie conversation with a few of our amazing peers out there. So that will be within the next few weeks of December, I think around December 14th, 15th, I think as well, try to pump that out. So that's just something that you guys can look forward to, because we are going to continue the holiday cheer onward. We never did Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special. I guess that kind of just slipped through.
Yeah, I guess that would be technically the first one I watched this year.
Yeah, that is very true. Very, very true. But yeah, all in all, those are just a few things that you can look forward to and a few things that are out on the podcast as of right now. And with all that said, we hope you guys have a great day, and we'll see you guys in the next one. And that is a wrap for today. Thank you all for listening. And if you enjoy the show, leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram to stay in the know. That was Devin. My name is Christian, and we'll see you guys in the North Pole.
Peace.